Good morning. Elizabeth Elliot, in her book, Let Me Be a Woman, the title, records the story of Gladys Aylward, who was unable to accept the looks God had given her. Miss Aylward told how when she was a child, she had two great sorrows. One was that while all her friends had beautiful golden hair, hers was black as coal. The other, that while her friends were still growing, she had stopped growing at about 4'10" tall. But isn't it amazing just how smart God really is? How he knows what he's doing, even when we don't have a clue what he might be up to? During her teenage years, God called Gladys to the mission field. And when at last she reached the country to which God had called her to be a missionary, she stood on the wharf in Shanghai and looked around at the people to whom he had called her. Every single one of them, she said, had black hair, and every one of them had stopped growing when I stopped growing at about 4'10". That day, Gladys looked toward heaven and exclaimed, Lord God, you sure do know what you're doing. And doesn't he really? Of course, many times we don't know what he's doing. We don't know what he's up to. But he always knows. And though the human mind is inadequate to understand or completely explain the ways or the mind of God, we have been given sufficient basis for placing trust in our sovereign, providential, personal, free will-granting Lord. He asks only that we trust him, living by faith. He knows we're human, and he's not uptight about us asking why either. In fact, every answer to every question begins with our questioning. Let me say that again. Every answer to every question begins with our questioning. And he has never been asked a question that he didn't have an answer for either. Isn't that amazing? It may be a while in coming, but it will eventually be as clear as the noonday sun. That's our God for you. I'm Larry Hatfield. Good day.